Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. Manager Steve Bruce insists the book still stops with him as he tries to get his team out of the relegation scrap this season. Recent results mean the Magpies are now just 1 point above Fulham, who sit in 18th in the table. Brighton are level with the Cottagers. Newcastle host Aston Villa on Friday night, just a 1 point separating the two sets of teams. And Bruce admits his team need to get a result. Despite admitting that the book stops with him, he does believe that it's all still to play for. He said, "I understand there's a fear and apprehension when speaking to the Northern Echo. Fulham have had a very decent result, there's no denying that, and that will give them a little bit of confidence at the right time. They've had a good few weeks, but we've still got weeks to go. We've still got 11 games to go, 2 or 3 months. The experience helps, and we've got enough experience in the dressing room to handle the pressure." One man that it will not be set to feature is Elliot Anderson. Bruce is suggesting that he wants more experience in his ranks from the off, rather than giving Anderson the chance from the start. The academy player is one of the eye-catching stars of the youth team at Newcastle, and he could well be in line to start a game in the coming weeks after some impressive performances off the bench. The 18-year-old is a real threat going forward, but Bruce has hinted that for now he wants experience within his ranks. Into other news, and Nobby Solano believes that defeat for Newcastle is unthinkable for Steve Bruce and his players on Friday. He said when speaking to the Chronicle, "For me, the Villa game live, I have the affection for another of my clubs, is a must win for Newcastle. It would be the nightmare scenario for the fans if they lost, especially as it's so tight. Another slip, it means it could well be the relegation zone this weekend." In terms of team news, Newcastle have no new injury concerns, but they're still out, still without Callum Wilson, Alan Saint-Maximin and Miguel Almiron. Defenders Federico Fernandez and Javier Manquillo were unused subs on their return from injury last weekend. And into transfer speculation, and Montpellier president Laurent Nicolin is hoping to persuade striker Andy Delort to remain at the club by promoting him to be captain next season. Newcastle are targeting him if they stay in the Premier League. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.